This is AP News Minute. American Sarah Durd says she's grateful to Iran's president and other officials for her release from a Tehran prison. Iran is still holding her two hiking companions. Durd boarded a plane out of the country earlier Tuesday. Warm, dry weather is helping fuel the nearly 1,000-acre wildfire near Loveland, Colorado. Crews expect winds to pick up later today into tomorrow. Officials say the next 36 hours are pivotal for crews to make headway against the fire. The blaze was started by a homeowner. A federal judge says he'll likely let portions of a lawsuit by 20 states challenging the president's health care overhaul go to trial. He's expected to issue a ruling by October 14th. The states say the overhaul is unconstitutional. President Barack Obama has a message for the nation's students. Nobody gets to write your destiny but you. In this year's back-to-school speech, Obama told students their job was to show up on time, pay attention in class, do their homework, study, and stay out of trouble. Myra Lopez, the Associated Press, with AP News Minute.